Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we will be talking about cloud computing for personal use, starting with the basics of cloud storage. Joining us once more is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior technology integration. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to discuss how cloud computing can enhance personal computing experiences for all listeners.
Let's start at the beginning, Wayne. Could you explain what cloud storage is in simple terms?
Certainly. Cloud storage refers to the practice of storing digital data on remote services accessed through the internet. Instead of storing files on a physical device like a computer's hard drive or a USB flash drive, users can upload and access their files from anywhere with an internet connection. Using cloud storage services provided by companies like Google, Dropbox, or Microsoft.
It sounds like a convenient way to store and access files. What are some specific benefits of cloud storage for personal use, particularly for listeners?
Cloud storage offers several advantages for personal use, including accessibility, flexibility, and security. Seniors can access their files from any device with an internet connection, whether it's a smartphone, computer, or tablet, making it easier to stay organized and protective. Additionally, cloud storage providers typically offer automatic backups and robust security features to protect users' data from loss or unauthorized access.
That's reassuring to hear. Are there any challenges or concerns associated with using cloud storage for personal use?
While cloud storage offers many benefits, there are still some considerations to keep in mind, such as physical privacy concerns, internet connectivity issues, and potential data breaches. Additionally, seniors may encounter challenges in navigating and managing cloud storage services, especially if they're unfamiliar with digital technology. However, with proper education and support, listeners can harness the power of cloud computing to simplify their digital lives.
Wayne, could you recommend any specific cloud storage services that are particularly well-suited for personal use?
Certainly. Popular cloud storage services like Google Drive, Dropbox, and Microsoft OneDrive offer user-friendly interfaces, generous storage capacities, and seamless integration with other productivity tools and services. These platforms provide listeners with a convenient and secure way to store, share, and access their files from anywhere.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. What are some safe cloud storage practices that listeners should follow?
Best practice that listeners can follow to safeguard their data in the cloud. First and foremost, it's essential to choose a reputable and trusted cloud storage provider that prioritizes security and privacy. Additionally, seniors should enable two-factor authentication for an extra layer of security and regularly update their passwords to prevent unauthorized access.
Those are great starting points. Are there any specific security features or settings that listeners should look for when using cloud storage services?
Absolutely. Seniors should take advantage of encryption features offered by cloud storage providers to protect their data both in transit and at rest. Additionally, it's important to review and adjust sharing settings to ensure that only authorized individuals have access to sensitive files and information. Regularly reviewing account activity and setting up notifications for suspicious login attempts can help listeners detect and respond to potential security threats.
That's valuable advice. Are there any common pitfalls or mistakes that listeners should avoid when using cloud storage?
One common mistake is relying solely on cloud storage for data backup without maintaining local backups as well. While cloud storage offers redundancy and accessibility, it's important to have multiple backup copies of critical files in case of service outage or data loss incidents. Additionally, listeners should be cautious when sharing files or clicking on links in emails to avoid falling victim of phishing scams or malware attacks.
Those are important reminders. Wayne, could you provide some additional tips or resources for listeners looking to enhance their cloud storage security?
Certainly. Seniors should regularly review and update their privacy settings, review and understand the terms of service and privacy policies of their cloud storage provider, and stay informed about emerging security threats and best practices. Online tutorials, educational resources, and community workshops can help listeners improve their digital literacy and security awareness.
Thank you for those valuable insights. Wayne, how can listeners access cloud services, and what are the benefits of doing so?
Listeners can access cloud services through various devices such as computers, smartphones, and tablets, using web browsers or dedicated applications provided by cloud storage providers. By utilizing cloud services, listeners can store and access their files from anywhere with an internet connection, collaborate with others on documents or projects, and take advantage of additional features such as automatic backups and file synchronization.
It sounds like cloud services offers listeners a convenient way to manage their digital assets. Are there any specific steps or considerations listeners should keep in mind when accessing cloud services?
Absolutely. Listeners should start by choosing a reliable and user-friendly cloud storage provider that meets their needs and preferences. They should then create an account and familiarize themselves with the features and functionality of the cloud service, such as uploading and organizing files, sharing documents with others, and adjusting privacy settings. It's also important to regularly update the software and applications used to access cloud services to ensure optimum performance and security.
Those are valuable tips. Are there any accessibility features or tools that help listeners navigate cloud services more easily?
Many cloud storage providers offer accessibility features and settings designed to accommodate users with different needs and preferences. These features may include options for adjusting text size and contrast, using keyboard shortcuts, and enabling screen reading support. Additionally, listeners can explore online tutorials, user guides, and community forums for tips and advice on using cloud services effectively.
That's reassuring to hear. Wayne, could you provide some examples of popular cloud storage providers that are particularly well suited for listeners?
Certainly. Google Drive, Dropbox, and Microsoft OneDrive are widely used cloud storage platforms that offer user-friendly interfaces generous storage capacities, and seamless integration with other productivity tools and services. These platforms provide listeners with a convenient and reliable way to store, share, and access their files from anywhere.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. How can listeners use cloud services to share photos and documents with their family and friends?
Listeners can easily share photos and documents stored in the cloud by generating shareable links or inviting others to collaborate on specific files or folders. Cloud storage providers offer user-friendly interfaces and intuitive sharing options that make it simple to share memories and important documents with just a few clicks.
It sounds like a wonderful way to stay connected with loved ones, especially for listeners who may be separated by distance. Are there any specific tips or considerations listeners should keep in mind when sharing photos and documents in cloud?
Absolutely. Seniors should consider their privacy preferences and adjust sharing settings accordingly to ensure that only intended recipients have access to shared files and folders. Additionally, it's important to communicate with family members about preferred sharing methods and expectations to ensure a smooth and enjoyable sharing experience for everyone involved.
Those are important considerations. Are there any additional features or tools that can enhance the sharing experience for listeners?
Many cloud storage providers offer features such as automatic photo backup, facial recognition, and collaborative editing tools that can enhance the sharing experience for listeners and their loved ones. Additionally, listeners can explore family sharing features and shared albums offered by some cloud storage platforms to create a centralized hub for sharing and preserving memories with family members.
That's reassuring to hear, Wayne. Could you provide some examples of popular cloud storage providers that offer robust sharing features for listeners?
Certainly. Google Photos, iCloud Photo Library, and Dropbox are widely used for cloud storage platforms that offer comprehensive sharing features, including album sharing, link sharing, and collaborative editing tools. These platforms provide listeners with a convenient and secure way to share photos and documents with their family and friends.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. How can listeners manage their cloud computing costs and avoid unexpected expenses?
Listeners can manage their cloud computing costs by monitoring their usage and optimizing resource allocation, and taking advantage of cost-saving measures offered by cloud service providers. It's important to regularly review usage reports and billing statements to identify any unnecessary expenses or unused resources. Additionally, listeners can explore options such as reserved instances, spot instances, and auto-scaling to optimize their cloud infrastructure and minimize costs.
It sounds like proactive monitoring and optimization are key to controlling cloud computing expenses. Are there any specific strategies or tools that listeners can use to manage their cloud costs effectively?
Absolutely. Cloud service providers offer cost management tools and features that allow users to set budget alerts, analyze spending patterns, and optimize resource utilization. Listeners can also leverage third-party cost management solutions and consulting services to gain insights into their cloud spending and identify opportunities for optimization. Additionally, taking advantage of free tier offerings and promotional credits can help listeners get started with cloud computing at minimal cost.
Those are valuable insights. Are there any common pitfalls or mistakes that listeners should avoid when managing their cloud computing cost?
One common mistake is over-provisioning resources or neglecting to optimize usage. which can lead to unnecessary expenses. Listeners should regularly review their cloud infrastructure and adjust resource allocation based on actual usage patterns and business needs. Additionally, it's important to be aware of hidden costs such as data transfer fees and premium support charges, and factor them into budget planning to avoid surprises.
That's important to keep in mind. Wayne, could you provide some examples of popular cloud service providers that offer cost management tools and features for listeners?
Certainly. Cloud providers like Amazon Web Service, AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud Platform offer comprehensive cost management tools and resources to help users monitor, analyze, and optimize their cloud spending. These platforms provide listeners with flexibility and control they need to manage their cloud computing costs effectively.
Thank you for those recommendations. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohan Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.